Stormfleck let fly a shaft at the mouse in the lead, hoping to catch him in the side of his neck. The mottled rat gave a grunt of disappointment as the arrow pinged harmlessly off the hilt of a big sword the mouse was carrying slung across his back and shoulders. A hail of arrows hit the main party below. Shrews fell slain and wounded as the mouse in the lead shouted,
"Ambush! They're on our right flank! Follow me!"
They rushed for cover in the protection of the forest to their left. Stonefleck dashed down the hill after them.
"Charge!"
It was a lucky accident that Stonefleck tripped over a protruding tree root. The rats swarmed past him in a headlong attack, only to be met by Matthias and Orlando. The two warriors had taken a temporary stand, allowing the rest of their party to get away. Armed only with bows and arrows, the rats could not fire in close combat. Orlando took the first two with a cleaving sideways chop of the huge war axe, while Matthias stepped swiftly from behind a tree and slew a rat who was dashing past. Turning quickly, he took another on the point of his sword. Orlando thundered into a group of the front runners. Wielding his axe, he scattered them like chaff, roaring aloud his battle cry.
"Red Wall!"
Matthias was at his side, the scything, whirling blade cutting a deadly pattern of cold steel amid the rats. Stunned by the shock of the wild attack, the rat horde fell back. Stormfleck ran up, urging them forward.
"Rush them, there's only two! Come on!"
They regrouped and dashed in, yelling wildly, but the two warriors were gone. Matthias and Orlando ran panting into the main party a short distance ahead. The warrior mouse was angry.
"Why didn't you keep running? We would have caught up with you."
Basil shook his head.
"We couldn't, not after we heard all the screams and shouts from back there. We were about to go back and help you."
"You should have kept going,"
Matthias repeated.
"No time to argue now. Here they come again."
Logalog broke into a run, pointing ahead.
"Luke, there's a clearing over that way. Let's get to the other side of it and hold them off with our slings."
Stonefleck and his horde were hot on the trail. They had covered half the clearing when a deep, shrew voice called out,
"Sling!"
A rain of hard river pebbles struck the rats, felling several and driving the rest back. Stonefleck grouped his force at the other side of the clearing. They stood among the trees and returned fire with arrows. Screams and cries rang out as the battle raged back and forth, shafts going one way, stones flying the other. Basil took charge of the slingers, forming them into three ranks.
"First rank, sling and reload! Second rank, sling and reload! Third rank, sling and reload!"
he ordered. Matthias and his friends did as best as they could, dodging from tree to tree, picking off the odd rat with their slings. Jess took a brief respite and dropped down by Matthias.
"I'm out of stones. Have you got many left?"
she asked the warrior mouse.
"Hardly any. They're no match for arrows, Jess. Look, there's more rats arriving by the moment. We're outnumbered by at least 10 to 1.
"At least. They only have to follow us and pick us off one by one. And we can't make a run for it now. Their firepower is too heavy. I'd hate to die this far from Red Wall, Matthias."
"Me too, Jess. But they've got us pinned down now. It was a mistake to try and make a stand. But they'd have caught us if we'd kept running. I have to rack my brains and see if I can't come up with... What's that?"
"Sparrow! Kill! Kill! Kill!"
Queen Warbeak and her sparrow fighters hurtled into the rats like a winged shower of small beaks and talons. Jess leapt forward.
"It's Warbeak and his sparrow folk. What are they doing here?"
"I don't know, but they'll be massacred if we don't help them. Basil, Logalog, come on, charge!"
Quickbill and his two brothers, Brightback and Diptail, had found an easy source of supply for Ironbeak's fighters. Why forage in the woods when there was a beautiful orchard right in the grounds of the big red stone house? With the Red Wall inhabitants forced to stay indoors, the three magpies had grown bold. Now they did not even bother foraging by night. Each day they would fly down to the orchard and eat their fill before loading up with supplies to take to the roof space.